Thank you. But before I do that, if I may, I would also like to address this issue of some of the challenges on the way forward, because they are related. And we've heard several of the speakers before mentioning the difficulties in finding interest and follow-up on the part of the domestic ministries. One of the reasons, of course, is because all of them have their own priorities. Everybody is extremely busy. So one of the questions then for us is how we can connect much more with overall national priorities. And in this context, we believe at least that perhaps some thought has to be given to how to establish synergies between the UPR process and the Agenda 2030 implementation process, because this is what right now occupies the attention of national governments and indeed of the United Nations at the field level. How can we really support going forward with this agenda, that it's also an agenda that it's integrated, that it's rights-based, and that is structured to produce concrete implementation results. So, and by the way, the High Commissioner for Human Rights himself said that this was a practical, structured roadmap for investing in human rights. So exploring a little bit further how those links could be made, I think that could be extremely useful both for national governments, I would imagine, but also indeed for the work that the United Nations has to carry out. I think nonetheless that right now at the country level, there's a lot of integrated action by the United Nations country teams under the resident coordinating door, where different agencies are working together in seeing how we can support countries in a much more coherent and integrated manner. I can share examples of the work that we carried out when I was serving in Peru just before coming here, where we were working with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, and we have Humberto Henderson here. We work very closely with the Chile office, but also with all the members of the United Nations country team in seeing how we can work with the Ministry of Justice in the creation of a Vice Ministry of Human Rights, and then in implementation of some of the UPR recommendations. And that led us together to prepare, as a United Nations country team's amicus curiae for Parliament, for example. We went to hearings in Parliament explaining what those recommendations meant and what are the different UN frameworks said about the topics that we were discussing, or in other cases to define very concrete programmatic reforms in certain policy sectors that were identified. So indeed, I think UPR has been a way through which we have worked much more closer together. And there, let me say also one thing which has been said, but I think needs to be emphasized, is that if we want to promote change, some seed resources are quite critical and instrumental. These are new things. The structures are maybe many times still not prepared to assume that naturally. So some resources to trigger change effects are extremely useful also. Thank you.